brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Roger Jarman. He is the president of the Historical Flight Foundation, which operates a beautiful DC-7 out of Opa-locka, Florida. Roger, you've got a very special flight coming up, and you're hoping to raise some money to keep that beautiful bird in the air. Is that correct?
That's right, Russ. Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles have volunteered their time to come down and conduct a flight with us to up to Charlotte and back. And while we're up in Charlotte, we're going to visit the Miracle on the Hudson A320 that they so successfully landed in the Hudson. And as part of this, I had told them that they could ride in the back with everybody else, but the day prior to the flight, we'd give them a chance to go out and play with the airplane for about an hour and a half. And they said no, they both wanted their second-in-commands. So they're going to be down here a week early and get checked out. So they will also be part of our live crew going to up to Charlotte and back.
Now, as far as I can tell, this will be the first time that they're back in the cockpit together since the Miracle on the Hudson. Is that your understanding, too?
That is my understanding, and they're both all excited about it. Obviously, everyone that has signed up is equally excited about it.
Now, there's the key part for your organization. People can pay to become members of your organization and go on this flight. Tell us how that's all going to work.
You could do it one of two ways. If you're already a member, you get a $250 credit because that's, as a member, is what allows you to be on board in repositioning flights or, you know, flights from point A to point B. If you're not a member, the cost will be $1,000. $750 is for the trip itself and $250 for the annual membership. But the annual membership also has its benefits and future flights and merchandise that you can buy online through our website to help support the airplane.
How many people are going along?
The airplane has a capacity for 50 passengers and 5 crew. In this case, we'll actually have 7 crew members on board. We're going to have 40 passengers, and so we've got about 7, if you want to call them extra seats. We're actually, we've donated 2 seats to the Wounded Warrior Project, and we're going to have 2 more of our heroes on board with them.
You do regular flights in this aircraft as a fundraiser to keep it flying, and there's a big one coming up next year, right?
Well, there's actually a couple coming up, but let me, going back to flying, we do 2 types of flying. The type of flight that we're going to do with Sully is a point-to-point. In other words, we're going to land at the different airport from which we depart, and we operate that as a Part 125, and those are member-only flights. And then we also do living history flights, which we take off and land from the same airport for local flight, and where you don't have to be a member. Now, next year, we have the opportunity, and we've been laying the groundwork for flying the airplane in late May from Miami up to Kennedy and from Kennedy eastbound to Europe. And depending on how that goes, we may just continue eastbound and come back to San Francisco the long way.
Okay, well, that's what that airplane was designed to do. Tell us about the airplane, its history, and the great snorting beauty that it is.
Well, it is a beauty. The DC-7B came out in 1955. This particular example was delivered to Eastern in 1958. It was one of 49 that they had. There was a total of only 112 produced. But Eastern received this right at the same time that they had ordered the jets, and the jets were right around the corner. As a consequence, this airplane was really only used by Eastern from 1958 till 1965. In that year, they excessed them, and the jets had taken over. and it was the fastest piston prop liner in the world, and of course it still is. And everyone tries to think that the Connie is faster because it looks faster. They both run the same engines, but there's just more metal hanging out there to drag it. So the Connie's a little bit slower, and the seven is a little bit faster. Originally, this was set up for 90 passengers in an all-coach configuration, and it was a 3-2-seat layout, and then plus the lounge in the back. Currently, we have it set up for 50 seats, and the lounge is still there, although it's not used for takeoff and landings. So in the 2-and-2 seating that we have set up and 50 passengers leaves us with lots of leg room. Each seat is installed in a good position with the window, so you're not getting a half a window in your shoulder. It's real convenient to take pictures. In fact, people can typically step in front of you to take a picture out the window that you're sitting at. Real comfortable. And when we did the 6-hour flight to Oshkosh last year, the only complaint we had was after 6 hours, the flight simply did not last long enough.
Well, I'm sure that the tickets will sell out quickly. Where can people take a chance and try and get a hold of one of these?
The easiest website address is using the registration of the aircraft. So it would be www.november836d.com, and it's right on the front page to click on the information and the booking. And we have a little over half the airplane sold right now, and I would suspect that by midweek next week it'll be sold out. I just hope that those people who really want to go sign up quick enough to be able to get on. And if you don't make this flight, you won't get another chance with Sully and Jeff. However, you will have other chances with the DC-7.
Well, thanks very much for spending some time with us today, Roger. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.